The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in, Kyle Fade, the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, 14 Mile in beautiful Rockford, Michigan. Go see them to buy fun stuff. More later. Where to begin? Today is a unique day. I've got a crew of highly skilled professionals converging at the Eric Zane Show podcast household to kind of build this place out a little bit with some equipment requirements in order to pull off the Insane Asylum on Q100 Michigan Monday morning. A couple things popped into my brain in the middle of the night. Oh, what am I going to do about this? Oh, okay, we're going to need some more space. I better put another table in the room. Romeo says, throw the lion's blanket over that hideous chair. Have you lost your mind? That is a beautiful chair. I love that chair, and I will fight you in the street over that. Side note here, getting out in front of this, seems to be that there's some glitches on my video feed. So if it dies, you knew I was predicting it. Try not to focus on it. So we have an abbreviated show today. I said, oh yeah, I'm going to get started earlier. I'm not getting started earlier. I just slept away. But seriously, I there's a couple times at night when I stone cold woke up and said, yeah, okay, we're going to need more room. You got to put another table in there. That's why I'm a little different on the view. Who cares about that? But I actually did need more room, so I took care of that this morning. I know, boring detail, don't need to talk about it. But I talked to JC over there at Q100. He's known affectionately as number two. And I said, hey, I'm just calling to say, hey, I'm excited. And he goes, yep, you're not going to sleep. You are not going to sleep. And I go, you're right. You're right, I'm not going to sleep. And he correctly predicted that. And I hear, EZ, what do you got to be nervous about? It's like, well, if I'm not nervous, then there's something wrong. Something new. You've got an audience of people. Will they accept you? Will you screw it up? There's a lot riding on it. Doing it the way we're doing it is a little unique. So I'm definitely nervous. But it's always the same for me and it should be. Radio is a different animal than podcasting. You don't get as much wiggle room on the radio as you do when doing nutty podcast. I love podcasting, which, by the way, I got to reach out to Rick here. That's what I was going to do. What did I forget? Rick. Yo, are you still in Vegas or can I call? It would be earlier if I do call. You see, you can't do that on the radio. That's probably, there's like internal alarms that go off in your head. Rick says, I'm good today. Okay, I'll call you. That you just can't get away with on the radio. Plus, there's a video element on this. And I don't know. It's just different. I mean, sure, speaking and talking and presenting, that's one thing. And I've talked to you about this when it comes to my show starting on Monday, the Insane Asylum. Q100 Michigan, please download the mobile app. It's an excellent app. That's an easy way for you to enjoy the show 6 to 10 and then right after this podcast to do all this. But yeah, it is still a different animal, and I'm here for it. This is there was a an article in one of the industry trades that come out that made that big announcement. It's something else happened. I just can't. I have to cover this because a lot of what I have to talk about today is I'm getting obliterated again by the Free Beer and Hot Wings show audience over somebody decided yesterday on the, because they have a formidable amount of people that follow them on a fan page. I mean, it's really great. There's like 17, 18,000 fans that follow them on a Facebook page. And I'm actually part of it. I've had some nice conversations with people on it. You know, people who, hey, what's going on? What are you doing these days? You know, people who don't know what the fuck I'm doing. It's cool. I don't mind talking to them. They seem all right. I wish I had that same type of rapport with the folks on their subreddit, but people got tired of me fucking being an asshole, and they banned me from the thing. But before I get to that, I have to get to my pals at Q100 issued a press release. This is really funny. Now, they asked me for a quote in the press release. I said, EZ, we're writing up a press release. What is your quote? I said, no problem. I wrote, in my nearly 40 years of broadcasting, which really makes me sound old, I've had to perpetuate the myth that radio stations play requests and jocks can play songs as they see fit. And that kind of has been the thing. I talked to you about that ever since my days at Z93. It's like, no, we're not playing requests. Just you know, whatever. Tell them and then lie to them. I mean, literally, that's what. And then that was when we would actually like play vinyl records and CDs and tapes and shit, reel to reel. It was that long ago. You never play requests. But then I continued, no more at Q100 Michigan. That is the reality. I'm excited to join the local ownership team of Blarney Stone Broadcasting and plug into all the Michigan communities at Q100, that Q100 Michigan reaches. That's all I wrote. And then they filled in the blanks. And Ryan sent me, he said, uh-oh, that the press release actually read that. And then it's written as a graduate from Central Michigan. Zane's colorful career has included a stint at WRAF in Detroit. You know, they want to include the highlights, which for me, that really wasn't a highlight. But WRAF is one of the biggest radio stations in America. So that's cool to put on there. Maybe people go, oh, yeah. Plus, it's Michigan, so people know. WRAF in Detroit. He's also the I can't even say it without laughing. This is doubly bad. It's doubly insulting. He is also the creator of the highly rated The Beer and Hot Wings Show. Oh! Even that makes me wince, and I go hard on them regularly. okay. Now I'm not gonna say, hey, you got it wrong. I'm not gonna change anything. I don't care. And they're gonna think I wrote it too, but I did not do that. If I did, I would have told you. But keeping it real here, I did not create the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show. Well, I mean, technically, I was part of what we created in its successful years, not in the early stages when the twins were in college and didn't know what the fuck they were doing. Hell, when I joined them, we didn't know what the fuck we were doing. So as far as I would go on that is, I was part of the three members that created it in a form that had a great deal of success. I don't know. That's a wordy way. I was sharing this with Brett Hayes I didn't say that at all. Because when I wrote my first draft of what I was saying, I didn't include anything about working for those guys. Nothing. And then JC, number two, reached out to me and he said, EZ, aren't you going to add anything about your times with Free Beer and Hot Wings and WRIF? And I go, all right, I will. And all I included was EZ's stops along the way, have included WRIF in Detroit and the syndicated Free Beer and Hot Wings show. I actually did write that down. Now, what it came out as is something not at all like that, saying I created the Beer and Wing show. Beer and Hot Wing show is just funny to me. And, you know, once anybody sees that, they're going to be like, oh, that fucking asshole. They're going to, you know, I'm going to get killed. But for the record, no, that's pretty crazy. Amanda says, I don't see the problem. It's two different shows. Of course. Of course. Kenny says, you made it funny. Well, to be fair, you and Joe both did. Thank you. Thank you. I would like to say, though, it was a group thing. Our show was very silly and fun, and I enjoyed my time there up until about 2 years before, because that's when we started to mail it in. God, where was I going with that? My brain's kind of going in five directions today. So there was the press release. At about that same time that the press release hit, there was a publication called Radio Inc. that did a nice little piece on EZ after 5 years getting back into radio. I was, frankly, shocked that they even posted it. This is I've talked about Radio Inc. before. It's the publication in radio. And when they picked up the story, I was like, oh my God. They supported my podcast and talked about that when I went on with that, but they write, Eric Zane, best known for his ongoing podcast and 16-year tenure with the syndicated Free Beer and Hot Wing show, is returning to radio for the first time since 2019. That's technically not true because I've been on Big 101.3 for years, and I love those people at iHeart, and they're supporting me in this, and I am still going to be on Big 101.3. I've been on Big 101.3 for years on the weekend, 6 p.m., to late night on the oldies station. Now, I'm not getting rich on it, but what the hell? They've helped me keep my name in the game, and they gave me their blessing to do this job. So thank you for that. He steps into the role previously held by Chad Patterson, who left WQON earlier this month to pursue a career in education. I listened to Chad, and he's good. He still has a supporting role in the radio station. He does the local football games. And he left education to do the radio job, and then he kind of said, I want to go back to education. So after 1 year, that's what he did. That's how this all started. Zane's career has taken him from Michigan to Tennessee, where he was a founding member of Free Beer and Hot Wings at 104.5, the 104.5, the Bourne, then New Jersey, then back to Michigan at GRD in Grand Rapids after being let go from the show, fired. In February of 16, he went across the street to Cumulus 107.3 WBBL in April of that year. He has become a successful podcaster with the Eric Zane Show podcast, which he plans to continue throughout his on-air comeback. He will also be continuing as the public address announcer for the Grand Rapids Griffins of the American Hockey League and the Grand Rapids Gold. I don't know why that got left off the map, but game Saturday, tomorrow, noon, and a hockey game in the evening. So, that was extremely cool of them to post that. So this all leads up to the debut of the show on Monday. Yesterday, I recorded my final late night in Zane Asylum show, midnight to 2 a.m. on Q100. I started that show in July of 2019, the in Zane Asylum. I would record my music, send it up to JC. They put it on the air, and so it's been 4.5 years of me doing that show, and it was done with the trade-off was I get to talk about my podcast. It's fun. I get to program a radio station for a couple hours and play my own music. I'm on the radio. That's it. There was no dollars that exchanged hands in this deal, but I was happy to do it. I also included that as Patreon content, the full show. And I just loved it. And so thank God that that happened. Thank God that we were able to make friends and I was allowed to do that show, because that led to this. Now, here we are. And the Insane Asylum Mornings begins. A lot of people have said, Easy, what exactly are you going to do? I haven't put the pressure on myself yet with going deep on the ins and outs of the content. Honestly, I'm simply going to talk about the music to start and do the required things, the very basic things to keep the car on the road, and then slowly but surely stretch out the legs. That is probably the most effective way of me to do this. I really don't work well with, okay, if this was easy, we want you to sign on and do all talk with intensive long form bits and shit like you used to do. I wouldn't be able to do that. I don't have the horsepower to pull that off. I'll be the first to admit that. That just wouldn't fly. But thank God this radio station. I don't know if this makes any sense to most of you, but there was an interview I did years ago with JC and Cheryl, the one and the two at Q100. One of you posted it on my subreddit. Thank you. And that was when I discovered the radio station and made friends with them. I put them on this show to talk to these people about what they're doing. And one of the things JC said, who grew up in Metro Detroit, he says, when we bought the radio station and put it on the air, we were thinking WABX. I think that was 100.9 in Detroit. No, 100.3. No, 99.5, I believe, was WABX in Detroit. I think I'm right on that. And it was when rock stations were starting to become a thing, when the format album-oriented rock began, which was like Led Zeppelin and shit like that. It was current music, but not pop. It was rock. And in Detroit, in particular, radio station The Riff started playing that type of music. But ABX was more of what's called free form. The jocks were picking the music. And it was more about the culture, more of the almost like counterculture, and way different, progressive, I guess. Larger playlist, deeper in the library, and ABX went as far as it could, and then it signed off. It was squeezed out. No more. JC was thinking of that station when he put Q100 on the air. Some of you have spent some time listening to Q100 on the app since I started talking about this. And I've seen the comments. I've seen what you've said. I've read what you said, saying, oh, wow, it's way interesting. It's way different. And all I'm suggesting is you download the app and listen for yourself any time of the day. They're giving me the liberty to play music that I see fit. And part of the reason why they are doing that is because they trust me because of what I've chosen for my Insane Asylum shows for the past 4.5 years. So that's it. It will be, when I get this up and running, you will be able to contact me, call me, talk to me, request a song. I record the phone call, play it back on the air. You will absolutely be able to request songs, and I will absolutely be playing them. Now, if they suck dick, I won't, okay? And some of you have some of the worst taste in music I've ever heard in my life. So I think you may have a puncher's chance of getting your song played on the air if it isn't a huge pile of shit. I'm the last filter. Stand by. Ryan writes, I think way back in the day, WLAV used to actually let jocks play music. Yes, I do remember that. I've heard stories of Eras playing full Led Zeppelin records. At least that's what he told me at his record store back in the day. I absolutely believe that. Kenny, can you throw in Alice in Chains and Mad Season in there at some point? Oh, absolutely. I won't request anything crazy. Promise, LOL. The radio station is a rock station from the earliest days of rock. There's a guy on the air on the weekend named the Roadrunner. And you won't believe the shit he plays. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just, oh my God. Like, you might hear a Be My Baby by Ronnie Spector. I'm not throwing shade on it. I'm just giving you an example of one, like how deep he'll go and how out there he'll go. And then 15 minutes later, you'll hear Pantera. Now, I was talking to E-Rock about this. And I go, yeah, you won't believe this radio station. And I said, yeah, Cemetery Gates into Viva Las Vegas. And he goes, well, that's a problem. And I go, well, whatever. Amanda says, I want to hear Weird Al. No, I won't. Okay, I'll give you this. Since it's a morning show and that, you know, sometimes there's something wacky that might happen, I can't rule out Weird Al. Kenny says, LOL, I won't be calling in. I'm not going to bother him. Oh, that's a bold-faced lie. Chris says, I heard a Bruce Cockburn tune I haven't heard in forever yesterday. I don't even know who that is. Mike in Massachusetts writes, how about Pavement? I don't know who that is, but probably. Ben Glaze, Wolf Mother and Clutch. I've played both of those bands on the Insane Asylum. I played more than just Careful With That Mic. There was a couple other Clutch songs that I played. Nick in the arena says, I'll be requesting songs that start all reasonable and then transition to death metal. Well, no, I can't play them. I'll preview them. If I don't know it, I'll definitely preview it. So don't try any fast ones, Nick. You're going to be at the rink tonight? All right. My mind is going like five directions. I haven't really gotten into what I want to talk about. But I got a bunch of shit going on today, so I apologize. Okay, because I am limited on time. I'm only doing like a one-hour show today. But I am bringing Rick in. I have to talk to Rick. Where are my... Okay, there. I'm just going to keep it going the entire show for the folks on Facebook, X, and YouTube. But do me a favor and sign up on Twitch. Send me an email anytime you want. Eric at ericzaneshow.com. That is the Shoreliner Striping inbox. God damn it, I can't even talk. Thank you to Tag Accounting. Call Troy Ginzer. We've got 1 month till tax day. 616-301-9516. Whether it's your business taxes, some of you are self-employed like my man Mike Ball there, who has referred to the Tax Hobbit as an absolute joy to work with because he's so organized. That was followed up by my tax meeting, not so organized. 616-301-9516, not just for business taxes. What he wants is he wants to do individual personal tax returns. And it's as simple as reaching out to Troy if you are self-employed. I take that back. I was mixing sponsors up. Doesn't matter if you're self-employed. No matter what you do, get your taxes done from the Tax Hobbit, 616-301-9516. Thank you to Blue Frost IT, the managed IT service provider for this podcast. Green Medicine Shop. has an enormous sale going on tomorrow or Sunday for Flying Laptop Day, St. Patrick's Day. Deep discounts. And I think they have it where if you walk into Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan to buy your cannabis, and this is a medicinal cannabis facility, you save 17% if you're wearing green. Get it? 17? I didn't know that last time I talked about it. I mean, I knew it was 17%, but I was like, why is it 17? And now it makes sense. I'm the last one to figure things out. March 17. So you'll save 17%. Let's say you buy your cannabis. All right, there you go, 17%. Since it's medicinal, you're already saving 10% because there's no excise tax. There are advantages legally to consuming with a med card. Not to mention, it's cleaner. Less yeast, less mold. If you have a med card, go there. If you don't, you can get one on their website, thegreenmedicineshop.com. Easy. It cost me $90. I know. They cover that. You spend the $90, walk into the store, they give you a $100 in-store credit. Please try them out. It's a clean, immaculate, amazing shop. Green Medicine Shop. Please keep things going for them. They are a small business, and they, the local commission has an ordinance that says they can't open recreationally. They're working on that. When it does happen, it will be both a medicinal and a recreational facility. Rick from TC Paintball, talk to him in moments. Book an event. We're going April 28th for Paintball War 24, the April Aggression. That's a Sunday. Want to see you there. Thank you also to Impact Power Sports. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Amazing group of people over there. Thank you. We're talking about ATVs, UTVs, e-bikes, motorcycles, Yamaha golf carts. They do it all. Full service shop. Wonderful family-owned business. Thank you so much to Impact Power Sports. Go see them. Say hello. Grab a bag of popcorn, maybe a drink, and off you go. Buy something fun for this summer in northern Michigan.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So I couldn't help but notice yesterday was a busy day. I was doing the Huge Show. And occasionally I will go over. Well, I actually got a notification. Somebody tagged me on Facebook that the Freeburn Hot Wing Show segment 17 page, which is a huge amount of people who support their show. And, you know, it's not very critical or anything like that, which is fine. I'm on it. I've had conversations many times in the past. They seem like nice people. Occasionally you'll get somebody who doesn't like me for whatever reason. And, you know, just kind of a whatever. Occasionally I'll engage. Sometimes I won't. I don't want to wreck it. So I try to be less jerky over there because I know these are their super fans. On the Reddit page, it's much more cynical. I'm not allowed to talk there. They banned me. They said, you're being too much of an asshole. So I'm like, well, fuck it. I don't care. So I'm minding my own business. And someone there has taken one of my posts for Who Are These Free Beers? Like episode 14, which we did. And posted it on there. And will he ever get over it? That was the subject line. And I'll get to that in a second. Can I just say that when that happens, I'm like, all right. I get it. It actually read kind of like a press release the way they did it. Because then there was all sorts of people. It's like, you got a new radio job. Someone posted EZ got a new radio job on there. And then five people like, but it's in Grayling. It's horrible. It's people are just killing me over this. And so I'm like, what do you expect? Of course they're going to kill you over it. And then finally somebody said, what's the point? And I thought about it, and I gave the best answer I could, because a couple of people said, EZ's probably reading this right now. And I actually wrote, I go, yeah, I am. Ask me whatever you want. I'll answer you. I mean, I'm not going to be an asshole about it. So somebody actually said, what is the point? And I'm going to tell you right now, and this is the same thing I wrote on the deal. It's like, look, the number one reason is economics. My audience loves it, and they actually pay a fair amount of money to enjoy that show. And equally important, it's fun and hilarious. We put a lot of time in it. And then there's the, and at great risk, because I used to work for the show, and so I realize how it looks. I get how people would say, EZ, you're just bitter. You're just bitter. And it's like, well, I mean, having an edge on me makes it easier to get that content. But let's be completely honest here. The people that like the show the way it was, that's the market. That's who I'm shooting for. Okay? And I realize there are people who enjoy that show who either didn't like it before or are madly in love with the way it sounds now. Yeah, I'm not shooting for those people to be part of the audience. We play the clips. We laugh about it. What's the big deal? Considering the fact that the show was built on that premise. Throw up a clay pigeon and shoot at it. If I'm the most qualified to do this job. I know these people, a good portion of them. So whatever, I don't see what the big deal is about it, and we're not stopping it. We love doing that show. Ryan says that was the most deserving teardown I ever did here in this life. Cole says WATP talked about it yesterday. Then they played a few minutes of you destroying Arum. And I think that's why Ryan is saying that was the most deserving teardown I ever did here in this life. People are just killing me over there. And then a few people said, yeah, you asshole. Why are you guys talking about it? This is very good for EZ. And it's like, what the fuck? And it truly is. It is very good when they talk about me. I didn't ask for that. They just put it on there, and they had a field day with it. So, all right. You're not hurting my feelings. But honestly, people ask me all the time, why are you doing this? And that's the reason. It's fucking fun. It's enjoyable. People like the show. Well, what do I know? The question is, EZ, would you be doing that show if you were not affiliated with it at any one time? Of course not. I wouldn't even know what the hell it is. There's absolutely a reason to do that show. And frankly, there's enough people disgruntled with it that that's how it works. A lot of the audience on here got turned on to this show because of it.
Good morning, Inzaniacs.
Rick, what is going on? We are almost on the eve of the big EZ show, the Insane Asylum, on Monday. Have you downloaded the Q100 app yet?
No, I don't think that far ahead.
Okay, well, that's something that you have to do at some point. You have till Monday at 6 a.m. or any one point. Download the app, and you can see what's up. Hear what's up.
Yeah, absolutely. I do plan on it.
Very good. How was Vegas?
Oh, it was Vegas, man. It's awesome. It was the longest time I've ever spent in Vegas. I was there for two little events. One was a tournament that my kid played in and another one of my teams. And then after that was like a little summit conference type thing that, I took some classes and learned some shit.
Were there any moments when you're walking down the street with your son there something was awkward, because there's like usually leaflets on the ground for whorehouses and shit?
Yeah, there was some of that. We didn't spend as much time on the Strip. The event itself was Northtown Vegas. So we spent a lot of time up there. But I mean, when you're there, you know, I had a handful of the dads and stuff that had never been to Vegas. So we did a little bit. We went and saw that new Sphere. And then we went through the Venetian so we could look at the gondolas and whatnot that float through there. So we had a good time, but there wasn't that much awkwardness. I kind of warned him in the first place and tried to keep him away from anything that was too terrible.
Did anyone approach you to purchase a CD?
A CD?
Yeah.
No. What is that about?
Ben Glaze and Brett Hayes were together at the same time you were there. And a couple of guys came up and, hey, would you buy our music for a donation? And they each got shook down for like $50. And then the CDs were blank.
The CDs were blank?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
No, these dumbasses. They, you know, it's one of those aggressive things, you know, where they like, hey, take our, you know, a lot of times in New York when you go there, they'll hand it to you. And if you touch it, you're kind of screwed. But these people came up and these two knuckleheads totally fell for it because they go, all right, hey, I'm selling this CD for charity. It goes to kids. And that's all they said. And they go, oh, sure, sign me up. So Brett gives them $20.
And then, so these guys, yeah, they walk up CVS with a brand new package of blank CDs and they rip it open right there and just start selling them for $50. What a gig.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't quite that extreme. They had like an overlay on the top of the CD with like fake songs to make it at least appear at first glance. But then, you know, it was completely a scam. And the one guy said to Ben, hey, you know, you got any money? Ben said, no, I don't have any cash. And the guy goes, that's okay. We're all digital. So he tries to get Ben to pay through Apple Pay. And Ben agrees to give him like $20. And the guy put $100 in and wanted Ben to okay it. And he went to do it. And he noticed that it was, he goes, this says $100. The guy goes, oh, sorry, typo.
Holy, I mean, first of all, fuck those guys, but that is awesome. I mean, that is innovative, man. I never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. So they're just looking for a couple of schleps like these two. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they found
them. So that was incredible. You didn't see any shows or anything, Rick?
This year, you know, so the first time, I've been to Vegas a bunch of times, a lot of times for paintball events, a handful of times with my wife, and before we were married, we went a bunch before we had kids. So once I went to one of those Cirque du Soleil shows, I told myself that every time I'm in Vegas, I got to see one of those. I've seen like five of them, I think, and they're, I don't know if you've ever seen one, but they are super impressive. They're phenomenal athletes.
Yeah.
And it's interactive. They're in the audience. I mean, it's a wild time. So we wanted to do something that was kind of kid friendly this time because we had a handful of kids that were between the ages of 10 and 14 with us. So, you know, you're a little bit limited in Vegas as to what you want to do and do. But we went and saw the Sphere, and that was like, you know, it felt like, you know, a Vegas show where there was a big line and, you know, a big venue, really nice. And it was a pretty impressive show. I wanted to see a Cirque du Soleil show also when I was there because I when I sent the kids home on Monday, I brought my manager out and I wanted him to go see something like that. But we were so busy with the conference, there was stuff going on every night. I just didn't get a chance to do that. But we did see the Sphere, and I definitely recommend that.
I'm looking at it right now, and the audience can see it too. Depending on the time of the day, it's different colors and images on it?
Yeah, and that's just the outside. So the inside is like a big IMAX theater, right? So it's real similar to anything you see in the IMAX, but it was real. I mean, it was a movie. It was called, what was it called? Postcards from Earth. And the premise was these astronauts leave Earth because Earth is failing or dying or whatever. And they wake up like out of a cryogenic sleep. And then a computer is educating them about the Earth. So it's like you're in this IMAX theater and you're seeing all these very vivid images of different landscapes and things that, you know, nature type things on the Earth. And it was so big, digital, vivid, and in your face. It was a pretty wild ride, man. I definitely recommend it.
Yeah, I'm really blown away by some of these images. There's one in particular where It's like all these different lights. Looks like the Matrix on the inside of that thing. That is impressive.
There was one scene that you were like underwater in a school of fish. And I mean, you know, it's IMAX style. So it's as far as you can see to the right, as far as you can see to the left, yeah. as far as you can up and down. And you're just in this school of fish. And I'm looking at this image with a couple edibles in me. And I'm like, son of a bitch, how many fish are we looking at right now? 2 million? It was so many damn fish. It was crazy.
That sounds intense. What I can just imagine the percentage of the audience who were in the same state of mind as you.
I imagine there's a lot of dispensaries there.
Oh, shit. So cool. So cool. Excellent. All right. So I want you to know that you, Rick, from TC Paintball, have lit the fire. And it was from the conversation when you, I think you basically doubted your old pal EZ with, yeah, I don't know. I'm suspicious of how this is going to go. So I can't wait to shove it right in your face after the successful time starting the Insane Asylum, followed up by the podcast that you are featured on.
I feel like you've tried to shove things in my face before to no avail, but I'm really hoping that you're successful this time.
What do you mean?
Know, all of us, you know, this is a cool little community, right? And we're going through a paradigm shift, if you will, where things are going to change for sure. When you first started doing the podcast and you weren't doing the early morning, you're doing it like at night, it was a different vibe. And if you remember right, I was at least one of the people that said, hey, you should do that in the morning so people are listening on the morning drive. And whatever made you make that decision, I think that was a good move for you.
Yeah.
And you've got pretty good stable of regular listeners and watchers in the morning. And, you know, and it went along that way for a few years. Now we're about to go through another paradigm shift. So, you know, it's a whole nother job that you're taking on, and you're saying right now that, hey, I can do this job on top of my other job, which already made me busy. You know, I'm doubtful. I know what human nature is a little bit. I know when I have a lot of shit to do, and even though I go into it with the best intentions, like setting up axe throwing or getting my online payment scheme developed, when I started those things, I thought they were going to be quick and easy, and I've drugged my feet and ran into roadblocks every step of the way. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen. I no. want this to continue on. I enjoy it. But, you know, you don't know what the future holds.
Well, so yeah.
I don't know yet.
Of course you have roadblocks and you drag your feet. I'm not. I'm moving my feet. And I'm much better than you. So it's effortless. Are you kidding me? And then Rick sends me his, I send him an invoice. He sends me, like, for the marketing, a check. And he writes, like, wacky things on it. Like, he makes fun of me. This most recent one, it said, takes on full-time job on top of the pod or something like that. And then it says podcast be damned. And I'm like, you motherfucker. First of all, it's not a full-time job. It's, you know, not even 20 hours a week. So, I mean, my God. And in podcast be damned, what an insulting thing. Holy shit. I wanted to drive over there and punch you in your stupid little face.
You know, usually when I strike a nerve with one of those, and I do that every time I send the check in. So, you know, every month times 12 months a year times however many years we've been doing this, I'm hoping that you have a picture or a list of those somewhere, because there's some diamonds in the rough there. There's some gold. But I expected you to, you know, sometimes you call or you send me a text of the picture with a thumbs down.
Yeah.
Didn't like what I said. I really expected to get a reply and a rise out of you for that one. I didn't get it, so I was a little disappointed. I was thinking that it kind of fell on deaf ears there.
No, it didn't. Those are the ones that really struck a nerve.
Oh, when you ignore?
Yes, those are the ones that go, God damn it!
See, those should be shared. You should put them out there. You should put them out there. I think some of the audience, not all of it, but some of the audience would appreciate it.
All right. Well, I tell you what, going forward, I shall put them out there. So, I mean, I've really, because right now we've really kind of unpacked the joke. So now they're in on it.
Yeah.
So absolutely.
Yes. And it was kind of like just a thing between you and I for a while. And I thought to myself, I wonder if he's going to share this with the audience, because I mean, I'm over here patting myself on the back going, all right, you got him again. You got him again.
Ryan writes, there's a great quote from Rick on a news story on your Reddit. Is he just fucking around? Do you know what he's talking about?
Hmm.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about, but I'd love to. Is it really me?
I don't think so.
If it's something that I wrote, it's nothing recent. I don't go on Reddit very often.
I don't either. I think, well, no, I take it back. I do, but I don't know what he's talking about. I think he, and there's like one of those troll faces after he wrote it, so he might just be fucking around. But I don't get the joke.
Yeah, he's got a fan of that. I like to be in on it.
Yep. Okay. Thanks for a joke that no one gets, Ryan. Appreciate that. all right. Okay. As we wrap this up, yeah, this is like the last thing that the podcast audience is going to hear at this time, because starting Monday, the show starts at 10 a.m.
There's a lot to work out, right? Like, I mean, you know, you got to kind of fall into your groove and kind of work on your pace and schedule of things. Are we going to continue to try to do this on Fridays?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a little later, you know?
I mean, I'm pretty flexible. Some days just suck and I can't do it. I mean, you know that, but some days I can kind of move things around and make it happen. You know, at that time of morning, it's a little bit busier around here, so I might have to lock myself in my office to do it, but those are just adjustments we can make.
There is also, I was informed that I guess there is like a, I guess I have to be, do like a 1 hour sports talk show on Friday at a certain time. It might, the Friday start time might be a work in progress of the show. I don't even know in particular yet. But you know, just one of those things that we'll have to work out and get into a groove. It just takes time. It just takes doing it. So,
and for me, I mean, if my schedule matters, it doesn't necessarily have to be on Friday. We can talk about other days and times too.
Okay,
but, you know,
good.
We can get through that.
All right. All right, buddy. I appreciate you so much. April 28th, the paintball war number 24. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we got more sunlight now, so we can be outside. We can play on a variety of fields. And I tell you guys, you know, I say it all the time. People are intimidated and scared to play, but you put a couple layers on, you go out there and do it. And yeah, you know, there's a little bit of sting factor, but very, very rarely does anybody quit playing. And I'm not talking about hardcore people. I'm talking about kids. I'm talking about, you know, all kinds of people, you know, the gamut. Very rarely does anybody quit because they're not having a good time and it hurts too much. That's a very rare occurrence. So give it a shot. Come out and hang out with us, and I think you're going to have a good time.
I love that. The hard sell from Rick.
Yes, sir.
All right. Fantastic. And I will talk to you very soon. Thank you.
Good luck next week. We're all looking forward to seeing how this whole thing you know, works out. And we're along for the ride. So let's make it great.
Yeah, thanks for the great support.
No problem.
See ya. Rick, TC Paintball. Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on in the chat. There's a great quote from Rick on a news story on your Reddit. And I don't know what you're talking about. Aram says, Eric, you commented on that post. Oh, I know what you mean. Now, if you guys would give me a little bit more content or context, I could figure that out. That was like a fake onion story or something like that. Yeah, you can't just drop that on me. I don't know. What the fuck? Give me a second. I'll get to it. You guys think, I mean, I've got like a million things going on, and you just say a few words and expect me to know exactly what you're talking about. And then I look like an asshole. Jesus. Let's see. There you go. Lights are on, but no one home. Big fraud Eric Zane believes he can just stream camera to listeners and they will still tune into his bullshit. There it is. It says The Onion. In a move that has left many scratching their heads, big fraud Eric Zane, notorious for his antics and polarizing opinions, seems to think he can pull off the ultimate scam in the world of podcasting with a quote that reeks of arrogance. Zane boldly stated, I can basically just turn the camera on and walk away. The podcast has become a turnkey operation. There's a clip taken from yesterday's show where I was literally under the desk trying to find the dry erase marker, which I again have lost. Zane's hubris knows no bounds as he gears up to take on the morning show host role at Northern Michigan's rock station Q100 with his new show, The Insane Asylum. However, listeners are already expressing doubts about whether Zane, often dubbed Big Fraud by his detractors, will maintain any semblance of commitment to his podcast. The Eric Zane Show podcast boasts of big-time guests like former President Donald Trump, Senate Leader Mitch McConnell, and Bender Bones. But with Zane's attention seemingly divided across multiple ventures, fans are left wondering if they'll be left with nothing but empty promises. Longtime show sponsor Rick from TC Paintball voiced his concern, stating, "Zane will be mailing it in more than ever. He's stretching himself too thin, doing mornings on Q100, managing his podcast, and churning out content for his Patreon subscribers. Indeed, Zane's schedule reads like a laundry list of odd jobs, including stints at Bosco's Pubs, deep fryer, striping parking lots, chauffeuring in limos, public announcer for the Grand Rapids Griffins, and it says drive, but it means gold games, occasional muff diving, and even moonlighting as a fill-in host across the Michigan Sports Network for friend Bill Huge Simonson." Thank you for reminding me of this, by the way. It's very funny. "With so many irons in the fire, it's a wonder if Zane will be able to keep up with the demands of his audience or he'll end up burning out faster than a cheap light bulb. Only time will tell if Big Fraud Zane can live up to his own hype, if his listeners will finally see through the smoke and mirrors. One thing is for certain, he certainly is the hardest working dipshit anyone has ever met," an anonymous fan wrote on his social media page. I need to make that more visible because it's definitely not when it's on my subreddit. Thank you for that. Well done. Today on Patreon, I posted the March 1st, 2012 show, something to listen to while I'm away. I will not have a live Patreon bonus podcast today because the crew will be here in an hour, and I've got shit to get ready for them. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop. Get a haircut at King's Room Barbershop. Ask for the Eric Zane. Haircuts are $19. Guys and girls who like their haircut short, get their haircut at King's Room Barbershop. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming. Grand Rapids Gold basketball tomorrow at noon. I'll see you there. GrandRapidsGold.com for tickets. Come on, let's go. Actually, double dip. Go see the Gold. And then nighttime, go see the Griffins. How about that? But go see the Gold. For the Griffins, that's free. Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. No matter where you are in the listening audience, this is who you call when it comes time to check about the mortgage. Take them for a test drive by saying hello at 231-332-6505. You will be impressed at what they do for you, rolling out the red carpet to make your mortgage dreams come true. All right. Also, A&E Heating and Cooling, Joe Martinez, thank you for being there all these years as we continue to work together. 616-516-8579. Joe's one of the OGs. The OGs are Irvine's, A&E, TC, the OS of the OGs. And now pretty much all of these, with the exception of like Green Medicine Shop, Impact Power Sports, Grand Rapids Gold are considered OGs. But Rick goes back. It was probably week one that Rick started banging on my door. Hell, Megan had to convince me. I don't know why I kept putting that off. That was embarrassing. Anyway, thanks to all of you, old and new, 616-516-8579. For A&E, it's time to call about that AC tune-up. $79. Get it done. If you've never done this, you definitely need one. Your AC will work harder, longer, and burn out quicker if you don't get it tuned. Trust me on this. Call and schedule 616-516-8579. Irvine's, irvines.com, ervines.com, 616-532-6600. They support the show. They sponsor the Facebook. They sponsor the Twitch. They've been here for a long, long time. Get your cars repaired at Irvine's. Sorry to the sponsors for the short sponsor reads, but I am limited today. But I did want to get these in. But thank you so much. And also, when it comes to insurance. The licensed independent insurance agent is mypolicyshop.com, Frank Fuss. Reach out to him at buyinsurancehere.com. All right. The asshole of the day, as Tofus is like, what the fuck? Yeah, I got a short show today. Maybe that's why you're saying WTF. I have a short show today because I have a crew coming here in moments to retrofit this studio. All right, for the second consecutive show, I have lost the dry erase marker. Don't send new ones. I'll just end it there. There is no asshole of the day today. All right? I'll just throw that out there because I don't have the marker, so I'm just going to leave it there. Thank you, as always, for being part of the show. Enjoy the Patreon, where you will get something to listen to while I'm away. Monday, 6 a.m., the Insane Asylum happens on Q100. Download the app. I will not be interacting too much with audience from 6 to 10 because I'm so consumed with what I'm doing and a nervous ball of energy. And then we will start the podcast here at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Till then, bye-bye.